very rampant based on our statistics. If you look at from 2016 to May 2017, where you have a total of 715 vehicular fines, those are the reported ones. We know there are some that are recorded but do not get to fire service, but those that are reported to fire service, if you just look at the total number, then you should know that really everybody should be concerned, and it's a worrying issue to fire service. Because we have been ensuring that education is given to the drivers, especially at the lorry parks. We expect that some of these fire outbreaks on vehicles could be prevented. But a situation where drivers are still having improvised fuel tanks in their vehicle, and some of them are using gas tanks in their vehicle, ensuring that some of those facilities are installed here in Ghana, not that they have been part of the vehicle. Some of those vehicles are not manufactured to have any manufacturing point that would conceal some of the lines of the gas from the engine to the tank. So they expose some of the wires, but we have also noticed that drivers many a time use metal pins and other hard coppers in replacing fuel. If you look at some of the vehicular investigations that we have conducted, you realize these are little things that drivers do and that result in vehicular fires. And many drivers do not even have fire extinguishers in their vehicle. And when the fire occurs, they are relying on sand to extinguish fire. Sand actually is not fire extinguishing medium, but that is what people think of using. But some other times, you know, they only want to outwit the police, and they go in for this mosquito spray type of extinguishers in their car, forgetting that the extinguisher is there to protect the vehicle in case of any fire outbreak on the vehicle. It's going to have a mosquito spray type of extinguisher that will not extinguish the fire, and you think that when the fire occurs, then you depend on the sun. Let's take, for instance, the fire occurred on a motorway where you not even get a sand, or you even get a sand, and because the sand is not used for firefighting and it does not work for you, then you know your vehicle definitely be raised down, vehicle that you have protected with just an extinguisher in it. Most of them also do not even use the procedure in fighting vehicular fire. You see people that there is fire on their vehicle, the first thing that they do is to seek for assistance of people that they turn the car upside down, forgetting that the moment you turn the car upside down, the fuel will have its way out of the tank and spill to other areas, and by so doing, you are spreading the fire to other areas that the whole vehicle could easily be engulfed. If you have a fire on your vehicle, within a minute to two, you are not able to handle it, because the vehicle itself has all other flammable materials and substances. Quickly, within a minute or two, the fire has the tendency to spread to other areas. That is why it is important for people, especially the drivers, to avail themselves for fire safety education on vehicular fires, and they should also ensure that they have the standard fire extinguishers in their vehicle, that in case the unexpected happens, they will be able to use it to prevent what could have raised on their vehicle.
Mr. Naglate also spoke about things to look out for and what to do to prevent vehicles from catching fire.
I keep saying that before any vehicular fire starts, when you as a driver or the owner of the vehicle, you want to prevent it, it is easier. You can easily just prevent it by ensuring that every morning when you kick your car, you stand in front of the engine compartment, open it, and then assess how the engine works within. If there is a fuel leakage, it will start from that point and you should be able to rectify it. If it is about any wires that have their insulations worn out and then the wires are touching the body and that giving spark, that could lead a vehicular fire. That morning when you are assessing your engine compartment and then trying to assess how the engine works, those things will be visibly noticed, and then you will need to ensure that they are rectified. But situation people every morning only get into their car, kick, and they are gone. They don't assess to see how the engine is functioning. It has been one of the major causes of fires on vehicles.
Are there any signs or signals for you to look out for? For instance, if you are driving and your car is about to catch fire.
Yes, the first thing, the smooth running of the engine will be interrupted briefly, as if the engine wants to go off a little or come back. Even if it is one of the wires that the insulation is not on it and is touching any part of the vehicle body, it will give you a signal. You realize that the engine is not running smoothly. Interrupted, intermittent movement of the vehicle will determine that there is something going wrong. Apart from that, you might also even have a sense of any smoldering wires. If it has not started the fire, it begins to smolder. water melting some of the wires, the scent should be able to alert you that, yes, there is something wrong with the vehicle. But many a time people drive the vehicle, even some of these electronic ones, they will give you signal on the dashboard telling you that there is something wrong somewhere. But drivers ignore some of these signals and they drive on. Situation where some of them see even a smoke lightly, then it goes off. But because it is not persistent, they don't even stop to check and see if really that smoke will be coming from any fire or that wants to start. But they only drive on until the whole car begins to start fire on its own. So a lot of signals are given.
So in such instance, what is the first thing to do? Do you stop the car, try to open your bonnet, remove the battery, or what do you do?
The first thing that you should do is to stop the car, pick your extinguisher before you get in to open the bonnet. You don't go in to open the bonnet before seeing that there is fire, then you rush to go and look for your extinguisher. At that time, you might not even be able to do anything rightly because you will be disorganized. At that time, the fire will also be at its incipient stage. So you can use the extinguisher. But if you have opened the bonnet, now you are going to pick a extinguisher. You have also introduced oxygen into the engine compartment. That oxygen will aid and assist the rapid spread of the fire from the point that you see. Before you come back picking the extinguisher, even if you have one, the fire would have definitely grown bigger than you have seen it. And that might be difficult in even fighting with an extinguisher. You can check other areas, think that possible fire could start from the area. If you've not seen it, then you should drive directly and straight to a mechanic workshop and you tell them what you have noticed, and they should be able to trace and see if really the car is safe to move on to wherever you are going or not.
Deputy PRO of Ghana National Fire Service, Prince Billy Anaglate.